maybe you see that special someone at the self-checkout, or maybe in a meeting that you're both attending, but you don't get a name or number, so what do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey, you send it off to the internet, we find it and shine a big old spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Woman for man.
Okay.
Hi, I think you're hot, Mr. Self-Checkout Expert.
Okay. Wow.
You were the tall, dark, and dangerously competent guy with a barcode scanner.
Uh-huh.
I, on the other hand, was a woman frantically battling a rogue bunch of bananas and a printer that hated me.
Oh, no.
We were both stuck at the self-checkout lane at Kroger's.
Kroger's.
Gotta put the S
gotta
on the end.
Gotta put the S.
For sure. Bonding over our mutual confusion like two tech-challenged souls lost in a touchscreen jungle.
Oh, no.
I said something like, do you need to be an engineer to buy almond milk now? And you laughed.
Oh.
Or maybe it was a pee laugh. Still counts, though.
Okay.
You were buying a frozen pizza, a six-pack, and a lone toothbrush. Either you're single or in the weirdest open relationship ever. Either way, I liked your vibe.
Uh-huh.
You had the look of someone who flosses and texts back.
What is that look?
I don't know what kind of look that is. All right.
Flosses and texts back. What a line.
However, was running late to my nephew's bris. Yes, that's a baby circumcision. Don't worry, I won't bring it up on a first date again.
Okay, wow.
I bolted and couldn't hang out to learn more about you because I was already one where are you text away from being guilt-shamed by three Jewish aunties and a rabbi.
She just had to hit up Kroger's real quick before going to her nephew's bris.
Well, probably needed to get, I don't know.
Almond milk.
And bananas.
Right.
Okay. It was a little weird. But I swear I wasn't fleeing you. Quite the opposite. I was internally screaming, this man is hot!
Uh-huh.
While trying to get my receipt to print.
Uh-huh.
If you're out there, let's pretend we met somewhere cooler. Like in a Parisian cafe.
Oh.
Or while rescuing a puppy from a storm drain. Two very different.
This is crazy.
Two different scenarios. But honestly, I'd settle for some alone time in aisle 9 and a second chance.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Right.
I'm still kind of confused as to why we need.
Okay, I
got
to go to my nephew's bris.
But I need
to hit Kroger first.
And almond milk. I don't understand.
All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Man for woman, green sweater lady with anxiety, ? You were the radiant new presence at Tuesday night's anxiety support group.
Oh, gosh. This is not a great place to meet people, but all right.
I was the human embodiment of the nervous laughter emoji. Hi, hello. So you sat near me last Tuesday at the anxiety support group meeting, room B, under the buzzing fluorescent that makes everyone look like they're staring and starring in a horror movie about feelings.
Okay.
And listen, I was not emotionally prepared for someone attractive to enter my sacred circle of spiral notebook doodles and quiet breathing exercises.
Yes, you're there for a very different reason.
You were wearing a soft, oversized, greenish sweater that looked cozy and unintentionally stylish.
Wow.
Couldn't help but notice I have the exact same sweater for my dog. I swear it's not an insult. It just made you 1,000 times more endearing and 5 times more intimidating.
All right.
I spent the entire session trying to focus on my inner child or whatever, but I just sat there thinking, should I tell her? Is it weird if I tell her? Should I casually bark?
What?
And see if she picks up on it?
What?
Oh, God, no. Abort!
Yes,
abort!
Abort! Abort! Why are you going to bark at
Keep
her?
In mind where they are.
Okay. All right.
By the time I worked up the courage to say literally anything, you were gone. Like a beautifully, emotionally complex mirage who maybe also has a weighted blanket collection like me. So here I am, posting on the internet like any normal, emotionally constipated millennial trying to find love via Craigslist instead of direct human interaction. Anyway, if you remember the guy with a slightly too tight hoodie chewing on a pen cap like it owed him money, that was me.
Oh my gosh.
If you're into anxious small talk, parallel overthinking, or slow burning eye contact from across a circle of folding chairs, I'd love to awkwardly reintroduce myself.
Oh, no, sir.
Wow.
No.
Maybe we could hang out somewhere low pressure, like a farmer's market or a blanket fort.
A blanket fort? This guy is much. He's much. He's much.
Panicfully yours, the dog sweater guy.
Oh, wow.
Still unsure if this is charming or creepy.
Right.
I'm going to put it in the creepy catalog. Like, you got some stuff to work out first.
Well, he's in the right place.
He is.
I mean, they're all working on themselves.
Let's focus, though. Let's focus more on on the task at hand, which is working on our stuff. Okay. All right.
So whether you're late for your nephew's bris.
Is that something? That's not my world. Do they do that in front of a lot of people? I guess maybe they do. I don't know.
Or
I've never seen it.
Or you are looking for the lady who has identical matching sweaters to your dog.
That's great.
It's one thing, and that's
Craigslist missed connection.
There's a whole lot of a lot going on.
We do.